Well, turning our attention now to plasma. What do we know about plasma? We hear, you know, people donating blood, but what about plasma? Well, we'll find out about that this morning as we learn how you can help to donate and also how this helps folks who have serious and rare diseases. And to explain all that with us is the medical director for CSL Plasma, Dr. Jennifer Haynes. Dr. Haynes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How about yourself?
Great. And you've joined with us is Megan Ryan. She is a patient who's affected by primary immunodeficiency. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Dr. Haynes, if you could explain exactly what is plasma? I've heard that when people donate, you know, blood, there's also the plasma portion of it. What is it and its importance in all of these different diseases?
That's right. You've got it right there. Plasma is part of the blood. It's a golden or straw-colored liquid that makes up part of the blood that we have in our bodies. When you donate plasma, we return those red blood cells to you, which is a little bit different than donating, say, a unit of blood, because you can do it a lot more frequently when it's just the plasma. Then that plasma is used to make those medicines for people like Megan that have immune problems, or you know, people with bleeding disorders like hemophilia is a common one that we've heard of. And something that's interesting is, you know, to make treatment for one hemophiliac for 1 year, it takes more than 1,000 plasma donations to make those life-saving therapies. So frequent donation really is important for us.
So unlike blood, which is just sort of used to give back blood to another person, this plasma then is introduced with other things that create these therapies?
That's correct. The plasma is actually put through a special process so that the parts that can help other people, so different proteins that can be in it or different parts of the immune system that are located in your plasma, those are pulled out and isolated, and then lots of different medications are made from that. Even things that you and I, if we don't have a chronic disorder, we might benefit from plasma, like if we had a severe burn or a trauma or car accident. A lot of those conditions also use plasma-based therapies to help those survivors as well.
And unlike blood, which has different, you know, different types of O and B negative, is plasma like a sort of a neutral?
In general, yes. That's a really great question. We do have different components. People have different things in their plasma, different levels of immunoglobulins and some of those other terms that we throw around to make these medications for people. But anyone that's healthy and at least 18 years old and weighing at least 110 pounds can definitely learn more about donating plasma.
Well, let's talk with Megan this morning. She has a condition that is really in need of the different types of plasma. Talk about your condition and how this has really helped you.
That's right. I live with a primary immune deficiency disease called common variable immune deficiency. It's one of more than 400 primary immune deficiency diseases. And these diseases, like the one I live with, is chronic. That means I've lived with it for a long time and I will live with it forever. A part of my immune system is missing or malfunctioning that causes me to have frequent and persistent infections. I've lived with this diagnosis my entire adult life, more than 20 years. There have been some ups and downs along the way with challenging infections and diseases during those more than 20 years.
But the plasma that then you receive is what helps you get through all this, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I depend on a product that's derived from these plasma donations. I receive a weekly infusion of immunoglobulin, which is manufactured from the human plasma donations. So without this weekly treatment, I would live with potentially severe and persistent infections. So these plasma donors definitely impact the quality of my life and keep me from having these recurrent infections.
Doctor, I know we've heard from the different blood organizations like Red Cross that because of the COVID-19 pandemic or whatever reasons that the supply has been critical on certain things. What's the condition for the donation of plasma these days around the country?
Sure. There's definitely an ongoing and urgent need for plasma donations. I'm very proud of our company that we've been able to, you know, keep all of these therapies in line for our patients who need to receive them. But you're right, COVID-19 has impacted so many things. So it's really important that anyone interested in donating learns more about it. And it's easy to do. It's at cslplasma.com. And we've got 3 different centers right in your location. We've got Canton and Cleveland and Akron, so it's really convenient for anyone that's interested to donate.
And you mentioned that you can donate plasma more often than you donate blood. Is that what I heard correctly?
You got it. When you're donating blood, what takes so long to replace is the red blood cells. It takes about 8 weeks. But donating plasma can be done twice a week with a day of rest in between. So you can donate plasma very frequently, and you're even paid for that donation and receive the money on a card right at the end. So it's something you can feel great about doing and feel great financially as well.
Wow, that's good to know that you're helping out people like Megan with your donation as well. CSLplasma.com is a good place to go to get information. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. And Megan, thanks for sharing your story. Thank you.